This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump has named conservative appellate judge Amy Coney Barrett as his third U.S. Supreme Court appointment, setting off a scramble in the Republican-led Senate to confirm her before Election Day in 5.5 weeks. Speaking at a White House Rose Garden ceremony, Trump praised Barrett as a judge of impeccable qualifications.
As Amy has said, being a judge takes courage. You are not there to decide cases as you may prefer. You are there to do your duty and to follow the law wherever it may take you.
Trump appointed the 48-year-old Barrett to the Chicago-based 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in 2017. She is a favorite of religious conservatives, a key Trump voter bloc. However, Barrett pledged to serve all Americans if confirmed.
And if the Senate does me the honor of confirming me, I pledge to discharge the responsibilities of this job to the very best of my ability.
If confirmed, Barrett would replace the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a liberal icon on the court who died last week of complications from pancreatic cancer. Senate Republicans have promised a swift confirmation process. Democrats have argued the nomination should have waited until after November's election. Belarusian security forces detained dozens of protesters Saturday as crowds rallied in central Minsk, accusing President Alexander Lukashenko of rigging last month's election. Belarus, a former Soviet republic closely allied with Russia, has been rocked by mass street protests since Lukashenko's claim of a landslide victory in the August 9th vote. He has denied rigging the election and dismissed opposition accusations of mass arrests and abuses as a Western smear campaign. This is VOA News. Lebanon's prime minister-designate quit on Saturday after trying for almost a month to line up a nonpartisan cabinet. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
Mustafa Adib, former ambassador to Berlin, was picked on August 31st to form a cabinet after President Emmanuel Macron's intervention secured a consensus on naming him in a country where power is shared out between Muslims and Christians. A source close to Macron said the situation that led to Adib's resignation amounted to, quote, collective betrayal by political parties, but said France, the former colonial power, would not abandon Lebanon. Under the French roadmap, the new government would take swift steps to tackle corruption and implement reforms needed to trigger billions of dollars of international aid to fix an economy that's been crushed by a mountain of debt. Lebanon faced a further knock when a huge explosion on August 4th at Beirut port ruined the swathe of the capital.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. A military transport plane carrying Air Force cadets crashed and burst into flames near a highway in northeastern Ukraine late Friday, killing at least 26 people. Olivia Chan of Reuters reports.
The aircraft carrying Air Force cadets crashed while trying to land during a training exercise. The State Emergency Service of Ukraine said 27 people had been on board the plane, 7 crew members and 20 students. Only one cadet managed to survive. Rescue workers were seen inspecting the smoking wreckage near the town of Chukov. An investigation has started on what caused the crash. Regional Governor Oleksiy Kucha told local media that a pilot reported failure in the left engine of the plane. An eyewitness who was driving along the road said he saw a man in flames running from the plane after the crash. The crash happened around a mile from a military airport. The cadets were from the Kharkiv University of Air Force, which is run by the Defense Ministry.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. Protesters at a central London anti-lockdown rally scuffled with police officers Saturday, who were trying to break up the demonstration because of a lack of social distancing. Police said 9 officers had been injured and 16 people arrested for offenses including assaulting an officer and violent disorder. Prime Minister Boris Johnson tightened COVID-19 restrictions this week, telling people to work from home if possible and ordering pubs and restaurants to close early after cases started to climb. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.